This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okay, 1-866-582-9933, hour two. Got to show you one more thing. I mean, there's so many things, folks. I could sit on the radio all day long just sharing with you how you're under attack. The main topic today is the Middle Eastern in North Dakota planned a jihad. I'll get to that in just a moment. I know people are back to sleep. I get it. I totally do. Yep. They think the bad guys have gone away now, though nobody ever brought justice upon their heads. Nope. Nope. What they're doing, folks, is just re-engaging for another day. They're all around another table today, thinking about what the next crisis is that they're going to create to further assail the people that they're supposed to serve. Well, this belongs to the church first and foremost, and then to the government. Government is a reflection of the church. And sad to say, 86% of the people in this country have deceived themselves into believing that they are Christians, when in fact, nothing could be further from the truth. 1 John 2:4, Matthew 7:16 through 20. Read it when you get a moment. Okay. If you didn't see this, you need to see this. I did an article at the turn of the year, February 2nd, fortifying themselves against the people that they swore to serve, arming unconstitutional agencies. Listen carefully, Americans. All these agencies that you see the federal government creating, militarizing them, arming them, giving them a massive amount of arsenal to do their biddings for them, against their political opposition, it's all unconstitutional. Well, Bradley, you can say that, but it's true. It's unconstitutional. Matter of fact, the burden of proof is on you to prove otherwise. They do not have the constitutional authority to create agencies outside of the enumerated laws within the Constitution. Why? Because the people didn't delegate that authority to them. So if they're doing this on their own and they're warring against the people they're supposed to serve, what do you have? You have treason. Here, let me prove the point. In 2010, the Department of Agriculture bought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns. That's what we know of, right? And the USDA is just one of the 73 federal government agencies employing full-time law enforcement officers, now listen carefully, who are authorized to carry firearms and make arrests in the United States. It's interesting that those agencies aren't arresting illegals coming into America. It's amazing that those agencies are not actually going forth in arresting and incarcerating representatives that are giving way to illegals in our country. But yet they're arming these agencies to war against who? Illegals? No, criminals, which equates to criminals. They're not undocumented. They're illegals, okay? Instead of dealing with the bad guys within, they're being brought up by the bad guys to defend themselves against the people that they, again, are supposed to serve. What am I talking about? Okay, 73 federal agencies are employing full-time law enforcement officers who are authorized, unconstitutionally, mind you, to carry firearms and make arrests in the United States of America. Well, why are you bringing that up? Because just 5 days ago, social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page, at least 25 to 30 IRS agents in tactical gear, military garb in gear, raid business in Stuart, Florida. I didn't know that that was the purpose of the IRS. Matter of fact, when I look to the Constitution, and I'm not a tax protester, friends, I'm tired of a taxation without representation, because Jefferson said the power to tax is the power to destroy. Yep, I got a problem with all of that. All of that. I totally have a problem with that. But I pay my due share. Lawful tax, okay? In this voluntary system of taxation. IRS Publication 557 tells us that it is a voluntary tax system. Like, just going off of what they said. And there's no rhyme nor reason to the IRS. Again, why? Because it's used for what it's being used for today. That's what it was all about back in 1913. You have IRS agents in America armed to the hilt raiding businesses. Raiding businesses. They want to condition the people to the point of saying that this is the norm. Now, this came up yesterday, and it's coming to my aid again. And I want you to listen to what Harry Truman said. And you'll understand right off the bat. Listen, this is President Harry Truman. Back in the 50s, he warned the American people. He said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, by the way, when they do that, like the Jews of old, when they attack you, go back at them 10 times. If they're going to censor free speech, go put up a billboard. Go put your ads in the paper. Go out there and get involved with your community and begin to awaken the communities. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, Americans. Let me go back to Truman. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, which we are clearly in the present today, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures. It's not going to get better. It's only going to get worse. Until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where people live in fear. Isn't that what's going on here? Wow. Hey, by the way, for those that need the information that I'm about ready to share with you, do understand that the federal government is a creation of the states. The states are not a creation of the federal government. Let me show you how this works. What the federal government did when people were on vacation back in 1913, they had all of their sellouts in Senate to go ahead and pass illegally without their constituents knowing what they were doing, where they gave power to an agency called the IRS, where now the federal government held each individual throughout the United States accountable to pay something called an income tax. Oh, my goodness, since 1913, we're into 2023. This has been going on for 110 years. Now look at that IRS, that agency that was created unconstitutionally. Look at what they're using it for today. Anybody getting these warnings yet? Yeah, me too. Yeah, not going to say that we need to get busy, but folks, those that see it for what it is, they are already busy. They don't need to be told to get out there and get busy. The grateful are at work, let's put it that way. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on BeforeIt'sNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at Herbonomic.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Question. Somebody just asked me on Sons of Liberty Media.com social media platforms if we see Islam as an organization. I can't find the exact quote up here right now, but do we see them as a threat to who we are as a people? Well, you know, do we see that or do we know that? There's a big difference. Because people do see that. That's exactly what's happening. Here, I do want to say this. I want to start with John Wesley. And he was a great field preacher back in England. And I want you to listen to what he had to say concerning Muslims. P.S. Winston Churchill said that the Muslim religion is like rabies in a dog. Okay, well, if you look at it, it's the doctrine of devils. It wars against mankind, and they rule through force. Christianity doesn't do that in any sense of the word. And this is a Christian nation. And it's interesting, Muslims coming into America, they're trying to establish their own form of government within the United States of America. That is a big, major form of treason within the United States. And yet it's your said representatives that are doing it for them. As with subversive organizations like that of the SPLC and the ACLU, the list goes on. Americans, pay attention. These are not freedom fighters. These are conduits of tyranny. Going back to John Wesley, he said, ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations. Hello. I mean, you know, here's the thing. Let me say this. To all of the religions out there, hey, there's only one that died for you. His name is Jesus Christ. And here's the deal. If your God was God, then why did you have to come to this country and seek asylum? Hello. Hello. Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations. That's exactly right. Rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are raised from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations are vanished from the earth. Such was and is at this day the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of humankind. I didn't say it. I didn't make it up. I never said anything like that in a million years, but I do want to show you the fruit. Okay? Last week, I was over about 40 minutes away from the studios here in Minnesota. And you know that Tim Walz, the communist, subversive Marxist, and Keith Ellison, both individuals who the people in this state did not vote in, 5.9 million people in the state, they want to bring 200 to 300% more Muslims into the state. Why? Because they want them to colonize to commit a jihad. Well, you say, Bradley, are you saying that that's what they want? No, I'm telling you that's what they're going to do. And the fruit of these people is that's what people that put them in place to do. That is the history of them. Okay? But they are. They're being planted all over the state of Minnesota to colonize. And then when they swell to a certain portion of a population, then they commit jihad. Well, I think in the United States of America, we're sending a different message than that which is going on over in Europe. They've disarmed the police in Europe, the UK, so on and so forth. So to deal with these people, it's almost comical. And the Muslims know it there. But over here, if they want to go ahead and test their steel, they find out that it doesn't work very well. That's the difference between us and other countries. But let me get back to this. 40 minutes away from where I'm at, there's a lot of Somalians, those that come from war-stricken nations. And they seek asylum in America because they say that they want help. And then once they get here, this is what they do. While I was there, I went inside, and I noticed that there's a whole Muslim population going in and outside of this store. I noticed that they had their own police officer going up and down the lanes. It wasn't a Muslim. It was an American dude. Okay? And so I went over and talked to him. I always do this, friends. I went over and I talked to him, and I said, so what are you doing out here? We just got a real high level of crime in this area. I said, there's the thanks. They come over here, and then we have to appoint police to make sure that they act accordingly to the laws in America. And then what I noticed when I went inside, it was filled with just a Muslim population. I felt like I was almost going into a third world country. Well, I was in there. I always take time to track these people, give them the gospel, law of grace, Galatians 3:24. I started talking to a kid, a young Muslim kid, super cool kid. I think he's been Americanized. But I said, can I get some blades? And as I did that, I already knew that everything was locked up. There's glass, there's locks, there's chains on anything of value in the store. And I already knew what the answer was, but I asked this young kid, I said, hey, so why do you got all these locks on everything here in this store? He said, because there's so many people that steal. Wow. There's the thanks. So they come over here and they rape the corporations, which, by the way, in most cases, they probably deserve it. Consider the fact that many corporations in this country don't even pay income tax. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. And they're in the hands of the government at every bidding they have. And I'm talking again about corruption. So friends, when I was there just for that short amount of time, look at all this extra security that has to be put around every... Well, look what they came from. They're bringing their culture with them into America. Hey, folks, if they're wearing all their Muslim garb, they're not here to assimilate. Haven't you figured this out yet? They're here to conquer. I'll get to more of that. You know what? Here, since we're going to that, listen to Siraj Wahaj. That's his name. He said, as long as you remember that you get involved into politics, there's over 90 Muslims in American government today. You have to be very careful that your leader is Allah. That runs in stark contrast to who we are under God. You get involved in politics because politics are a weapon to use in the cause of Islam. These are Muslims over here in America. Here, let me give you another quote. I'm not saying this. This is Paul Weyrich. He's from CARE. This is the front that the government has given them. Okay? Another subversive organization. CARE officials or former officials have been arrested on charges related to terrorism, yet all of it offers is silence and stonewalling in discussing what are its real motives. In other words, there's an underbelly to the Muslims being here. The mosques are, as former FBI agent said, I'm thinking of his first name, John. His last name, just I'm kind of spacing his last name right now. But he said Muslim mosques in America are military bases. Okay? Let me give you another one. That's not enough. There's just tons and tons and tons of these organizations in America. While I'm doing that, friends, I'm going to go ahead and take this call. We got Michael calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Michael?
Hey, Brett. I just want to talk about Islam, and I want to lay down the framework. You did hit two points accurately. One, when they do incrementally penetrate a given country, and as the levels increase, the more militant they become. I talked about this in past podcasts. So another framework of Islam is that Muhammad was visited by a demon, not by an angel. And I support this by one of his wives' own writing, in that Muhammad went through fits and seizures, and I contrast that to the Bible. When Daniel, John, and Mary were visited by Gabriel, at first they were afraid, but then Gabriel soothed them and said, "Don't be afraid, I'm an angel of the Lord." That did not happen with Muhammad, okay? And Islam spread through force and murder. If you were a Christian, if you did not pay the demi tax, you were murdered. If you did not renounce Christ. So, again, I refer back to the Bible. A bad tree cannot produce good fruit.
Yep.
Also, people talk about Allah, Allah, Allah. Well, yeah, in Arabic, that's the generic word for God. That's true. But when they reference Allah, it is not the God of Abraham. In fact, it's the moon god Sin, hence the crescent moon and star. So Islam is inherently evil. Okay, they also have a word.
Okay, yeah, we got a hard break coming up, Michael. Make your point.
Well, my point is this. Thou shalt not bring false gods before me.
Amen.
This nation never should have accepted Islam. It's an abomination. And that's one of the reasons why we're falling like a rock.
Amen. There's no question about it. And that's exactly what it is. Hitler did the same thing. Sons of Liberty Radio.com got a hard break. We'll come right back.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Doctors in the Southwest have reported a rise in first, second, and third degree contact burn cases amid extreme heat conditions. Dr. Robert Martinez with St. Rose Siena Hospital in Las Vegas telling 8 News Now.
If you go to the pool and you step on the cement, probably 140 degrees.
The reports of severe burn incidents, some fatal, have come from hospitals in Arizona and Nevada, where temperatures have been in triple digits for weeks. The White House is creating a permanent pandemic office. The Office of Pandemic Preparedness and Response will address potential public health outbreaks and threats from RSV, polio, influenza, Mpox, and more. A new poll shows voters are not overly enthusiastic about the prospect of a 2024 rematch between President Biden and former President Trump. In fact, less than half of those surveyed by Yahoo News' YouGov poll said they favored either candidate. John Schaefer, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you haven't gone over to SOL Media, go to the referral up on SOL Radio Live. There's an educational channel where I have about 200 to 250 videos that are applicable to all the issues that we're talking about. And I could go through all of the Quran where it literally tells them that what they're supposed to do is create terror and cast it into the minds of the infidels. The list goes on. I cut them from ear to ear. I mean, the list goes on and it goes on. I want to show you some pictures on social media platforms. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about Middle Eastern immigrant here in, well, actually a state over in North Dakota. He had planned a jihad. You should have seen the arsenal this guy had. It was a festival they were having in Fargo, and he wanted to kill as many infidels as he could possibly kill. Well, one cop was killed by this Muslim, and the other two went after this Muslim and took him out real quick. And in the process, this is what they found in their car. But I want you to consider this. Again, going back to the question that was asked to me, why are you saying that the Muslims are basically a threat to who we are as a nation? Absolutely. And I'm not the one saying it. Your fruit is. Okay. When you look at Denmark, 450% more crimes committed by Muslims than non-Muslims. Just think about that. Germany, Muslim migrants committed 142,500 crimes in 6 months. How many crimes is that per day, folks? That's 780 crimes committed by these immigrants that needed help. And when they were given help by people in Germany, they started to assail the German people. Sweden, 480,000 sexual assaults in 1 year. Okay, 77% of all rapes that occur in Sweden are by less than 2% Muslim. I'm not saying that. I'm just showing you the fruit hanging on their tree. That's what I'm doing. That's how we're supposed to judge all men. In England and Wales, over 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. What do you think they're going to bring with them, friends? Furthermore, when you go back, why do you think they were in the predicament that they were in the first place? They were under judgment, and they were raised up for the very purposes that they're being used for today. On the other hand, I want to say this, so people can also understand this. America, you're hated by a lot of countries because of what you've allowed politicians to do to their countries. I just want to make clear there's a balance to this. A false balance is an abomination in the sight of the Lord. I don't want to be a part of that false balance. Think about what's going on here, okay? England and Wales, 56% of Syrian refugees committed severe crimes in less than 1 year. In Belgium, 35% of prison population is Muslim, who make up only 6% of the population. In the UK, Muslims fill 44% of high-security prisons out of a, listen to this, 5% population. What do? They demoralize you first. And then what they do is they bring individuals in to finish the job. In the United States of America, 91.4% of Muslim refugees are on food stamps in America. Did you sign up for that? I mean, folks, some of these people, they have, and it's not just the Muslims, but illegals that are here now. Well, they got nicer cars than you do. They got nicer places than you do. They have more money to spend than you do, and you're working full-time for how many years and decades? Craziness. This is judgment. Leviticus 26, 15 to the end. Deuteronomy 28, 15 to the end. Also in the United States of America, Muslims are also given, or they are on, 68.3% are on cash welfare. That's insane! Really? Thou shalt not work, thou shalt not eat. That sounds familiar to me, doesn't it? 2 Thessalonians 3? Yep, that's what it says. Let's look at foreign countries where they make their way. What they do is these countries, they pull them in, just to show you how it's purposed. They'll pull in these illegals from the Middle East, and the first thing they'll do is start to stack the streets with military, armed to the hilt. Okay, if you're on social media platforms, you can see this. If not, I'm painting the picture. There's military on the streets of France. Okay, and then you pull in these populations, and what do? They begin to destroy. They steal. All right, I'm not saying it's just them. I'm not stereotyping. I'm just showing you the fruit of. Somebody asked me the question. Look at this. This is France. This is where these Muslims came into for help. And look what they do. They destroy. They destroy. There's videos going around circulating as to how they assault and assail older people. It's not faring well. It really isn't with the people as to where they go. I wanted to highlight this too, and I want to show you how they're expunging the videos and the articles that are highlighting the crimes of these individuals coming to the United States. Did an article back in 2018. The media did not call them out for who they were. The media covering up 100 Somalia teens and adults assaulting families and children at an amusement park. Right? So I wanted to show you the video today. Look at that. It's all pulled. They don't want you to see it. Why? Because they know that you won't put up with it. Well, I'm sorry. I'm talking about America here. Americans will put up with it. Americans will put up with anything, it seems like. That is, unless they, you know, basically fire a football coach that they liked or a favorite politician that they liked, then they'll stand up. But not until then, right? So we've seen that, and again, there is so much information I can just kick out to you, friends. The Muslims in America that win office, they give their victory speeches in Aramaic. You paying attention to what's going on? I hope so. Because it's important that you do. This guy, he said he's a leader of the CARE organization in Minnesota. He said, CARE Minnesota Government Affairs Coordinator, I wish Hitler was alive to F up the Jewish people and add more to 6 million to be killed. Wow. How unloving. How unpeaceful. Dude. Wow. His name is Jelani Hussein, by the way. I went to one of his meetings that he had about 20 to 30 people at in Minnesota at the college. Of course, they tried to make it so the people at large thought the place was packed. It wasn't packed, and the only people that were there were the protesters or the Muslims themselves in support of what he was trying to do. Also keep in mind, they use these radicals to lead up an agenda in trying to sell to the people that they are in agreement as to what's taking place. And when in fact it isn't. And it's not. In other words, they are receiving the approbation and the approval of the people, the Muslims are, when in fact the opposite is true. Okay? So let's go to the main topic real quick. Fargo Muslim shooter had 1,800 rounds of ammo and was apparently planning a jihad massacre at a street fair. Wow! Isn't that crazy? Muhammad Barakat, 37, shot officers Jake Wallen, Andrew Dadas, and Tyler Hawes from inside his car on Friday from about 15 to 20 feet away before they could even reach for their guns. North Dakota Attorney General Drew Wrigley said at a news conference, Wallen was killed, one of our boys were, 23 years old, from St. Michael, Minnesota, while Dadas and Hawes remain hospitalized in critical condition. Wrigley said Barakat also shot and injured a bystander who was trying to run away when she was hit twice. He had a .223 caliber rifle with a difficult shot from his own 9mm handgun from about 75 feet away. Wrigley said Barakat, who was on the ground, then picked up a handgun and waved it around, and Robinson moved closer. He ordered Barakat to drop the gun 16 times. See, this is another issue we have to deal with, friends. When you sit there and tell somebody you mean what you say, you shouldn't have to say it 16 times while the perpetrator kills three more people. We have to mean what we say. We also have to know what side of the fence that we are when it comes to the law, righteous and unrighteous. It's absolutely amazing as to what's going on here in the United States of America. People are afraid to do the lawful thing, and that's the whole reason we've been given the right to bear arms by our forefathers. Because if they do the lawful thing, guess what? In defending themselves, the state again comes in and says, you can sue that family for that family defending themselves and killing one of the perpetrators, namely one of your family members. Something seriously wrong with all of this. And whoever created legislation like that, friends, needs to be thrown behind bars for a long time in the system that they have created. Anybody tired of all of this yet? Yeah, me too. Me too. Oh, I was thinking about a former FBI agent, John Guandolo. That's who I was thinking about earlier. He said that the Muslim mosques in the United States, the underbelly, is that they are, in fact, military bases. Okay? I want you to check this out, and I want to play the duration of it during the next break. And I played this last week, and I want to play it again for my weekend friends because I haven't done this. But I want to go back to two different reports in showing you that it is, in fact, the government that knows that they're here, that are alluring them here. Sean Hannity, back in 2009, brought an individual on where they went to 35 different jihadi camp compounds in the United States of America. 2009. And then also going over to CIA operative Anderson Cooper, who actually did a good job through CNN, who went downtown New York, only to find out that the Muslims were calling for the destruction of this country. This is all in 2009, and yet we haven't heard a peep about it. I want to play for you just in a moment here. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, President of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a country that is finally starting to learn its lesson. This is France. They're calling for putting a stop to illegals coming into their country. This is France right now, okay? And the people are standing up now. They have suffered the abuse long enough, and now their backs are up against the wall, and they're saying no more of this. And we need to pay attention to this, friends, because Germany's doing it, France is doing it, and this is only going to continue until... You know, here's the thing. For those that are saying, you know what, we advocate for open borders, then, you know what, then go to their country, man. Because their country doesn't have open borders, and you all the well know that they don't have open borders. As a matter of fact, we do a whole show on illegal immigrants coming in from the southern border, from Mexico. On what happens to you if you go to their country illegally, and it isn't good. And I know that there's a lot of people in the United States right now being appeased by Donald Trump's promise again of stopping illegal immigration, when in fact, he never built the wall. Remember how it went from $4 billion to $25 billion, and then it was going to be so easy, and Mexico was going to pay for it, and then before you knew it, all of a sudden, the American people, through Paul Ryan, Donald had to send Paul Ryan then and say, you know what, we're going to build the wall, but you're going to pay for it, and then Mexico's going to pay you back. And then after Donald Trump leaves, we find out that not one square inch of new wall was ever created. And remember, he promised you 4 years prior to that, it's going to be so easy, it's going to be so easy. And then only to find out through Tom Fitton's organization, Judicial Watch, Donald Trump actually advocated, or allocated, forgive me, three times more support for Muslim organizations in America than that of even Barack Hussein Obama. When are you people going to wake up? And let me say one more thing, and I'm going to go over to these videos. There is 1,162 different options back during the last election cycle, and you are only told about Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Why? Because those are the only ones that they wanted you to hear about. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's what they're doing. This is why this suppression of free speech needs to stop. And those that have been suppressing free speech need to be held accountable. Period. Let's go to 2009. So you can see for yourself what was going on in New York City. And then I'm going to end the show with the 35 jihadi camps in America that you are, well, for the most part, in the dark all about. But I'm here to turn the lights on again. The commandment is a lamp and the law is light and the reproofs of instructions are the way of life, right? Well, that's what we're going to bring you back to. Let's
rejoicing
go ahead and check this out.
They call themselves
look at this.
Revolution.
This is America in 2009.
They called the alleged shooter, Major Hassan, an officer and a gentleman. They said, quote, we love you. At the same time, they called the slain soldiers terrorists who are in, quote, eternal hellfire. These men are radicals, but they are also Americans, believe it or not, who praise Osama bin Laden and celebrate the 9/11 attacks. So what's so extraordinary is that we found them out in broad daylight out on the streets of New York, trying to spread their message just a few feet from a peaceful American mosque. To Griffin,
no such thing.
Special Investigations Unit has this Uncovering America report.
For 20 years, the Muslim faithful have been drawn to this gleaming mosque in the heart of New York. It is time for afternoon prayers. American Muslims and Muslims from overseas, as many as 4,000, visit here every day. They come to praise Allah, give thanks, and to pray for peace. Imam Shamsi Ali preaches against terror here, against the violence that right now
on CNN, friends.
Many Muslim countries. Mm-hmm. But just outside the gates to his mosque, radical Muslims are preaching a very different view.
How big a threat are these people who come here, well, maybe here today, and trying to reach your congregation?
Islam is about peace. Islam is about moderation. Islam is about friendship. Islam opposes any kind of hatred against anybody.
These
he's lying, friends.
Muslim.
We tell you Muslims to rise up.
They are recruiting just outside New York's 96th Street Mosque.
That the Quran commands that you disavow and make hatred and enmity between democracy, between nationalism, between secularism, and that you see Obama as the enemy he really is. That you see the United States as the enemy it really is.
Youssef Al-Khattab, a Jew who lived in Israel and abruptly converted to Islam, and Yunus Abdullah Muhammad, also a convert, both born and raised in the United States, a country whose way of life they say they hate. And if you are not a Muslim, they count you as a disbeliever. Their mission? To terrorize you.
We're commanded to terrorize the disbelievers. And this is
he's
a religion,
telling you the
like
truth,
said,
friends.
To terrorize the in disbelievers. The Quran says very clearly in the Arabic language, Turhibuna. This means terrorize them. It's a command from Allah.
So you're commanded.
It's a terrorism.
Terrorize.
Which doesn't mean
anybody.
You define terrorism as going and killing an innocent civilian. That's what you're. I define terrorism as making them fearful so that they think twice before they go rape your mother or kill your brother or go onto your land and try to steal your resources.
It is that jihadist version of Islam which allows them to conclude the killing of American soldiers overseas is justified, that the attack of 9/11 was also justified, and that an attack on almost any American is justified.
Americans will always be a target and a legitimate target until America changes its nature in the international arena.
In separate and disturbing interviews, both look to one man as the true living model of Islam, Osama bin Laden.
I love Osama bin Laden. I love him. Like, I can't begin to tell you because I haven't seen that he's really done anything wrong from the Sharia. I love him like more than I love myself.
What they want is U.S. forces to be defeated for a Muslim holy land stretching from China to Rome. And yes, they yearn for the day Israel will vanish.
So you would like Israel to be bombed?
Jews to...
I think that's... Do you think that's a rational comeback?
I'm asking you.
I would like to see Israel wiped off the map. I would like to see a mushroom cloud over it. But before that, I'd like to see the people guided, and I'd like them to go back to their original countries where they're from.
They may seem crazy to you, but you are not their target audience. The FBI has assigned agents to watch them, to monitor their website, and perhaps more
importantly... You mean like scrub any information of mosques in New Mexico where they were raising up little kids to commit jihad in public schools? Yeah, that's what we're seeing today from those agencies that are there to protect the American people, or at least we're told. Let's go to this one.
The group is responsible for over 50 attacks on U.S. soil.
This is Sean Hannity, 2009.
Right here in our very own nation. Now, a new investigation by the Christian Action Network.
Listen carefully.
Disturbing information about the spread of homegrown terrorists and what they mean for America.
It's a frightening thought. Islamic terrorist training camps right here in America, in our backyards. The group Muslims of America, or Jamaat al-Fuqaha, as they're called in Pakistan, have established over 35 communities across the U.S. The group claims to be peaceful, but a videotape uncovered by the Christian Action Network shows that they can have a much more sinister side. The video called The Soldiers of Allah features Sheikh Mubarak Ali.
This is Fox News in 2009, Sean Hannity's report.
We are establishing training camps. You can reach us.
They're establishing training camps in America. Canada, New York, Michigan, North Carolina, South Carolina, sorry.
Wherever we are, you can reach us.
The tape goes on to teach Golani's American followers tactics in guerrilla warfare, including scaling mountains, subduing enemies, murdering guards, hijacking cars, kidnapping, weapons training, and setting off explosives. Golani is a Pakistani national best known for allegedly setting up journalist Daniel Pearl in 2002. Pearl was on the way to meet with him when he was abducted and eventually gruesomely beheaded. Armed with the, quote, Soldier of Allah training video and a history of Golani's terrorist rhetoric, investigators went to several of the compounds to confront his followers.
You are a liar, and you're a liar.
So the guy's trying to expose them. They're threatening them.
With denial, hostility, and in some cases even violence.
Clearly looks like either knife holes or bullet holes.
And the question remains, why have these communities been left to flourish here in the U.S.? And is it only a matter of time before this anger spills on over into a violent incident?
Do you think maybe that's what it's all about, friends, is creating domestic insurrection by bringing these people here? I mean, if you look at what's going on in other countries, it's exactly what's going on. When we want to sit here and play the dupes to ill-designing men, we can do that as well and suffer more of these abuses. This is insanity as to what's going on here. And we got David calling in from San Francisco. There's no way I can take your call, my friend. Do thank you for calling in. But the fact of the matter is I needed to get this information off to the people to understand that the real threat is in your backyard. Well, they're continuously trying to distract you into thinking that everything bad that's going on is happening without, while you're the ones that are under attack. Don't play the fool, friends. Don't play the fool. Love you by what we do. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and we will talk to you in a day in 23. See ya.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.